It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the World of Professional Wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Something about Christmas time. Something about Christmas time. It makes you wish it was Christmas every day. See the joy in the children's eyes. The way that the old folks smile. Says that Christmas will never go away. We're all as one.
And the crash cues in Pauly, right? The crash cymbal. All right, welcome to the show. Speak Out for Thursday, December 18th, 2025, the last show of the year. You feel honored or what, Jody?
I do. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas to you as well. And did you hear the show with the rabbi?
I did not.
Oh, I thought I sent you that link.
I have not had time.
Yeah, it's very, very good. Yeah,
I will get to it.
Mendel Super is like one of my new best friends out there. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, he's a very, very nice man. Very peaceful. You know? I have a lot of trouble sometimes with those spiritual or religious interviews when there's, you know, pastors,
yes,
that kind of thing. Good Friday interview. I do it because I force myself to do it. What is that saying about your, at the edge of your comfort zone, right?
Exactly. You have to grow.
Yeah, right. You only grow at the edge of your comfort zone. So that's why I do those interviews. But his interview, I felt, I don't know, maybe deep down inside I'm Jewish. Who knows? But
never know.
I don't know. But it was just easy. It flowed. It was great. So anyway, I always play that show on the last show of the, that song on the last show of the year, Bryan Adams, Christmas Time. It just has a special meaning to me. I don't really know why. I like the melody. I like the lyrics. And Bryan Adams, the first time I saw him, he opened for Journey.
Wow.
On the Cuts Like a Knife tour, first tour of North America.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Vancouver, British Columbia. And the person I went with was Michael Goddard's sister, Denise. Michael Goddard, the artist, the olive guy.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
We all went to school together at UNLV.
Wow.
Yeah. So Mike and I went to UNLV art school together. Anyway, we went to the show, and Denise said, "What'd you think of that Bryan Adams guy?" And I'm like, it was a mediocre concert. I'd been to a lot of shows by that time. And I'm like, he was okay. And she goes, we went down to the merch tent.
Mm-hmm.
She bought everything she could that said Bryan Adams. He's going to be huge one day.
Well, wow.
She should have been the radio person, not me, like the program director.
Yeah, she caught it early.
Picked the music because, yeah, she knelt. So I always remind her that, you know, she's a genius when it comes to knowing good artists.
And if you think of the song and the lyrics, it kind of describes Havasu. We have so many people who are bustling around with their families and all their loved ones for Christmas, and we have those who are maybe not so fortunate, but Havasu really steps forward and helps those people out as a community.
Right.
And that's one of the things I love about living in Lake Havasu.
Right. And the part it says to see the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile.
Yes.
You know, it's like, it's true. It's Christmas. But
it is.
Steve mentioned it the other day. Why is it 78 degrees every day down here, you know, in Havasu? It doesn't feel like Christmas to a lot of people.
I'm good with that, though, on the temperature. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in Ohio. I'm good.
I got you.
Yeah.
So we could play Mele Kamele Maka, or right?
Yeah.
The one, the Hawaiian Christmas song. But, folks, the reason I'm kind of going on and on and on about it is because I'm going to take your request for Christmas music for bumper music. So I've got two already. Probably need two, maybe three more. I've got Santa's Got a Hot Rod from Marissa June, and that's Brian Setzer Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And then you want Jingle Bell Rock.
I do.
So I want two more at least. Text that in to 928-727-5566. 928-727-5566. Probably no Cheech and Chong because it's too long and I can't find where I need to go on that, you know. And it's more of a comedy bit that's like 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
So just something and you know, not Mistress for Christmas or anything. Keep it appropriate, you know, right?
In the spirit.
I had the pastors on the other day talking about the fire at Calvary Baptist Church.
Isn't that amazing?
And we had them on with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And Mistress for Christmas came up in there. Skip, right? There was one that with Rob Halford from Judas Priest, mm-hmm. An old Christmas standard. I'm like, no, I don't want that. That's why when you said Trans-Siberian Orchestra to me, that's what that reminds me of, is a little heavier edge.
Yeah.
And to me, Christmas music should be kind of like Christmas Time by Bryan Adams.
That's good.
What do you think?
As long as it's not Mariah Carey, I'm good.
No, 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 no. Yeah, I don't mind Santa Baby either.
I like Santa Baby.
Right?
That's a good one.
So you're probably wondering who Jody is. It's Jody Sagesser. She's a regular guest, Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair.
Yes.
And I kind of cursed at her earlier because she offered me a job as her job.
Yeah.
And
anytime you want to be chair.
I threatened to have my ex-wife drop a house on her.
Yes.
I don't want that job.
If we're just going in political season, everything's gearing up.
That's crazy. I mean, I spoke to David this morning, David Rose. Mm-hmm. He's got some stuff going on. And why is it that Republicans the Democrats seem to move in lockstep. And I don't admire that, but it's just a quality that they have. But then when Republicans disagree, it just gets violent sometimes.
It does. We're really good about eating our own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have, unlike the Democratic Party, we can get to some of the philosophy on it and some of the rules. But for us, we don't endorse in the primary. It is MCRCC rules. It's Republican 101 rules. It's Arizona GOP rules, AZFRW rules. I mean, we've got rules over rules over rules.
Mm-hmm.
We don't endorse in the primary. So until then, everybody is supposed to coexist and you know, love all our candidates equally. I cannot endorse. My executive board cannot endorse. If you're a private you're a PC and you do it without your PC label, you absolutely can endorse and take a position on it. And with that, it becomes a blood sport.
Right.
It really does become a blood sport. And I like to hear everyone's differencing opinions. I like our candidates being asking deep probative questions. That's not what's happening. What's happening is personal attacks. And for their own purposes, because they like a candidate, so they're going to attack another candidate, and they think it's funny and everything. And I just really kind of wish that I got a couple of them in particular in mind would actually go after a Democrat, because they only go after Republicans.
Right.
So why don't you take that energy and actually go after some of the Democrats that we have or at the state level? Because my opinion for Mojave County and what we need to accomplish for the next political season is Hobbs, Fontes, and Mace. Those are our actual true opponents.
I'm so glad you brought that up. We talked about this briefly the other day, and I had no idea there's no love lost between the Secretary of State and the Governor.
Mm-hmm.
That's true? Because she was once Secretary of State, and now Adrian Fontes is.
Yeah.
So would there be a primary challenge or not? She has too much money.
I don't think so. Like I said, the Democrats aren't going to do that. They're lockstep before the election. They have all this hashed out before. Where, you know, it's an interesting philosophy. We've talked about this in the Republican Party. We've talked about it within the clubs. They want to take coalesce against one candidate and go forward.
Yeah.
That doesn't work, and I can tell you why it doesn't work. Because we like to be probative with our candidates and ask them questions. A candidate that's good for Bullhead may not be good for Kingman. A candidate that's good for Kingman may not be good for Havasu. And a candidate that's good that might be good for all of us may not be good for Colorado City. And I have kind of some news on that as well for MCRCC.
Oh, you do?
I do. We, in Colorado City, you know, you have to go to two states to get around, get back to them. We have 2,000 really good Republican voters up there. And, the, you know, you watch the community grow and blossom. And currently for MCRCC, we have District 1, which is in Kingman.
Right.
We have District 2, which is in Bullhead. We have District 3, which is in Lake Havasu. And now we have created District 4 in Colorado City.
Four is part of what?
North Canyon. So it's Colorado City and the other precincts up there. We have two other precincts.
Is this Beaver Dam?
Yeah, like Beaver Dam. Like the North, it's like the North, they call it the North Canyon.
Oh, okay. I always thought that four... It was the same as the supervisor districts, right?
These are not the same as supervisor districts. These are different. These are MCRCC
okay.
districts, just to confuse things a little bit.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
I mean, we already have congressional district.
Yeah. Yeah. you know.
Then we have legislative district.
Tried in Texas, where your LDs cross over three congressional. You know,
wow.
Crazy. So we are happy to go forward with that. They've created their own district for them. They are now going to have a seat at the table, and they have done a lot of work to take ownership of that. Whoop. I just went dead.
You all right?
I think I went
dead.
No,
you're good. It's because you're pulling the cord.
Oh.
It's got a weird
keeps
jack.
Falling.
Anyway.
Yeah, so
are you
we
good now?
I'm good.
Okay.
So we're happy. It's what the community wanted. It's what the community asked for, and we're happy to oblige.
Nice. You know, last month the flavor of the flavor of the week, I call it, or the weapon of mass distraction was gerrymandering, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had these court fights. Was one in Texas?
Yes, but we call it redistricting.
Redistricting, gerrymandering.
Well, I'm going to tell you that
in my government class, it was gerrymandering.
That plan that Texas executed and implemented. I was there when we wrote part of that plan.
Oh, okay.
That's how long that's been in the works. So I knew it was not going to, it was going to be a constitutional challenge. I knew it was going to go to the Supreme Court. We knew we were going to win. We were ready for it, and boom, we're done.
But now you have districts in California, they what you call cherry picked, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where you go, your neighbor here is in one district, and then across the street is another district because they're known to be Democrat.
Under the rules, though, you're supposed to keep your communities whole. So explain to me how that is. It's never going to survive a Supreme Court challenge. I believe it also violated their own state rules on how they're – but they thought, hey, everybody's redistricting. It sounds cool. And Newsom got on Twitter and said, hey, this will be – or X, and this will be great. Well, let's try this and see what sticks.
Right.
It's not going to stick.
How important is it, Jody, for – Republicans to get to the polls when Trump is not on the ballot? What's at stake for the midterms?
What's at stake at the midterms for Mojave County or for Arizona?
Nationally,
okay,
Arizona,
so
everything. I mean,
for the midterms,
we have to hold the state house, right?
Well, for the midterms,
he said we again.
The I know I'm going to get you over. I'm one of these days. I'm going to get
a
you.
I'm a P&D.
You can be an R. It's okay. The water's fine. It really is.
All right.
The race for the midterms is going to be at the congressional level. I mean, that's because the impeachment rules are already written. They've written it. It's sitting there. It's sitting in the hopper.
Where are you going to get the conviction?
It doesn't matter.
And it has to be 67%.
It doesn't matter. It'll be a political distraction. They're going to wipe. So we have to hold those congressional
seats. Do you
think the
voters are tired of that? That's going to hurt them in 2026? I mean, 2028?
Well, if you don't like Trump, this is your mantra.
But nationally, I mean... You got nothing done. You didn't fix health care, and now the Republicans are supposed to fix health care, even though the Democrats broke it to begin with. But my point is, you have all of these things that are distraction, 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 and you come down to the vote for president, and everybody forgets what happened 2 or 3 months before, and they weren't even doing business.
So
why would you put those people in power?
They can't fight us on policy. They can't fight us on law.
Right.
So what they can fight us on is anti-Trump. That's what they can fight us on. So they got one more bite at the apple.
Well, you know, he doesn't help himself, though, Jody. He doesn't help himself whatsoever. I mean, he makes claims that are overstated.
Mm-hmm.
That most politicians will promise the moon, but just short of the moon. He goes way over the moon into Mars, you know?
The art of the deal. Have you read it?
But you know it's not going to pass. Yeah, but it's just getting to where, you know, this is the greatest and the biggest. No, it's not.
Well, he lives big. He talks big.
Yeah.
How are your gas prices?
I get that. I love his policies, most of them. I love his policies. If they get the HSAs for health care instead of the Affordable Care Act, where the money goes directly into your HSA.
It's Obamacare.
Well, it is Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the ACA, too, when you have to deal with it and fill out the forms like I did. And if they cancel all that and it goes to a cash basis, which is basically what an HSA is, doesn't the price of health care come down?
It should. I mean, theoretically, I think it would.
It's cash.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, look at your explanation of benefits, right? They're charging, your health care provider is charging one thing, and the insurance company is paying back another. It's never paid in full.
Well, you know.
For the service.
I worked for a member of Congress, the chairman of Energy and Commerce, when we put through the Obamacare stuff, got pushed through.
Right.
And it was never meant to work. It was always meant to fail. It was meant to fail this way because of the subsidies. How can you say that something is freestanding when you have to subsidize it constantly?
Really good example, okay? My United Healthcare policy went down $20 a month. Do you know what my subsidy did, though? Went from $967 to $1,500-something dollars.
Yep.
A month! And I'm not in a gold plan or anything. I'm in a very basic bronze plan. That's what's wrong with the system. You just almost doubled the subsidy.
Right. And the same thing can be said about student loans.
Right. Don't get me started. That's what Rush would say, too.
Yeah.
Right? If you guarantee the cost of the education, the price is going to go up to that guarantee.
Right. And if you guarantee that you're going to build something for X and you bid out for X, guess what? It's going to come in at X. It's just, you know,
right.
We have to have rules to start making common sense. And I think that's for a lot of Republicans and what Trump... He, you know, the art of the deal. You go so far over the top and you come back to where it's negotiable because they know where he's going.
Right.
And look, his policies are starting to pay off. I was at a meeting the other day and I asked everybody, we talked about affordability because it's a topic, right?
Look at egg prices.
Egg prices, gas. So I said, okay, egg prices and gas. How many people that's helping them? Half the room. And I said, okay, for the other people that haven't felt the affordability release yet, what areas are you looking for? They're looking for in their taxes and some investments and cost of some goods. We're getting there. You can't turn this ship on a dime.
Oh, I get that.
And so it was nice to see that people who you know, a year ago, so I asked them basically, where were you at a year ago compared to now financially? Half the room said they're better off.
Uh-huh.
That's impressive. Because we're all in about the same age group, in same brackets and everything, so they're starting to feel it. They're starting to feel it, which is going to be good.
Well,
so what they're trying to drive is that these markers that he's done are not making us more affordable. That we're not turning the ship. That we're, you know, everything's still doom and gloom. Because people at the end of the day will vote on the economy. The problem is that when the economy is good, and things are good, as we start seeing that things are starting to improve, they don't turn out to vote.
No.
And that's my job, is to turn them out to vote. So I'm like, well, what are you going to do if you don't win the election? They're going to remove you as chair. And I said, I am one vote.
Right.
I am one vote.
Right.
We have to convince the people who are not voting or who normally wouldn't vote during a midterm, which is a lot of them in Havasu, a lot of them in Kingman, you know, from Mojave County.
You know who they are, don't you?
We do know who they are.
Do you directly visit them?
Yes. Many, many different ways. So right now we are in phase one of our plan. Our execution plan to get out the vote. So we're out there. Yes, I have a formal plan.
No, I'm smiling. It's execute or get executed.
Well, you know, if we lose, so you were talking about the.
It's not like you're going to lose a big salary here.
No, I'm okay. you know, I am a volunteer, 100% volunteer.
That's amazing.
My time, talent, and treasure. So we talked about the.
Wait, time, talent, and what?
Treasure.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, just like at church, you know, your time, talent, and treasure. You know, no one pays my mileage.
Right.
No one pays me to go to all the clubs. I have paid for that all out of my own pocket.
Wow.
I don't get comped by the clubs. So, yeah. And it's a way for me to keep in communication with our people in Mojave County. So we talked about CD races, and I bring it back to where the fight is for Mojave County, especially, is for the fight for Arizona. Mojave County is the red firewall for the state. If we do not turn out our votes, we do not offset Maricopa County. Maricopa County turns us blue.
What's the ratio? I've been told 3-1.
It's about 3-1.
It has to be 3-1 Republican to Democrat. And the person that told me that knew they were at the headquarters when Carrie Lake's returns were coming in,
mm-hmm.
right? And he said, she's not going to win. I said, how's that? And he said, she has to be at least 3-1 over Hobbs to win, to offset Maricopa County.
Yep.
Didn't know that. But it's an interesting rule, though.
It's interesting rule. You were there when George gave his talk.
Yes.
You know? And now George is running for LD3.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that.
No.
So we have some good data from various different places. The way I describe it to everybody, we have all these different organizations. We have all these different clubs. We have all these different people. We're all moving down the same highway. We're in a different lane, but we're going to the same direction.
There's a lot of people getting off at the rest area, too. So.
We got to close those and get them moving. So we typically drop to about 36% in Mojave County, and we have to keep, I want to see about 50 to 60%.
Did you hear this?
Nice.
All right. That's a request right there from Marissa June. She loves that song and wanted to play it last night, and I'm not sure if the band knew it, but she knew it.
That's great.
They're playing at the food truck court.
Oh, nice.
Over on Chemehuevi.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Santa's Got a Hot Rod, of course, that's Brian Setzer Orchestra. And we'll be back with more. Jody's going to do about 5 more minutes, and then we'll bring on the guys from Anglers United, Jim and Conrad from Anglers United. We're going to talk about the Christmas tree habitats for fish, and there's some talks that are going on, featured speakers, that sort of thing. Fishing for, what does that say, re-deer? And fishing for large and smallmouth bass. I thought it said reindeer for a minute. It says R-E-D-E-A-R. Maybe it's radar. I don't know. Anyway, almost looks like a typo. All right, back with more in a moment. Jody Sega, sir, is our guest, the Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair. I just write MCRCC.
Yep.
And then dismantle the acronym.
That
right?
is a state title.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, if you have a request for Christmas music, send it in. 928-727-5566. 928-727-5566. Give us a text. Let us know what you want to hear.
For a cocktail and some gas. By the time he gets to England, he's got no more time to last. Santa's got a hot rod. Santa's got a hot rod. Santa's got a hot rod. It's the only way he can rock and roll that old Christmas sleigh.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bells.
So, Jody, you're from West Texas,
yes.
right? Does it snow there?
It does.
Is it consistently?
No, it's random. It's random.
Some of the best Christmases and New Year's I remember in Vegas. I remember I was 10 years old one year, and it snowed. And I really enjoyed it because my brother was flying home from his father's house, mm-hmm. and his flight got canceled. So he wasn't coming home that night. I was like, yes! Right, right.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll let you know who the sponsors are in just a moment. I got some programming news for you also regarding the Charlie Kirk Show. And let's go to the phone. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, Paul. Hey, it's Wayne. How's everybody?
Wayne, you're a little scratchy today. Kind of clear your throat. No, I think it's the phone. It's the phone line, man.
Okay, how's that? Hey, you know what?
I know
we just have a minute or two, but, you know, you were talking about Mojave County trying to offset Maricopa County.
Uh-huh.
I really like the electoral college system, and I wish we had that at the state level. You know what I mean? Where you had to win so many counties, but... I wish we had that because we got one or two counties that dictate what happens in our state.
We got a really bad phone line, Wayne.
All right. You know, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. We got the gist of it, though. And
okay, I'll pay my bill and call you back.
And thanks for the kitchen sink. We appreciate it.
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. Thanks, Wayne. Of course, Wayne Malone, the provider of the toy sink. It's now the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink.
Nice.
You've heard that, though, right?
Yeah.
Of course you have. You listen to, like, every show?
I try.
Just
I
about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And City Maytag, of course, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue, are also sponsored by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just Meats. Salmon's Air Conditioning. Springberg Wealth Management. Brian is out today, but he will be back full force in 2026, and he's going back to an hour on three Thursdays a month. Yeah. Wow. We did that thing. It's called a compromise.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just how it works. Blonzi Steakhouse with the big news that you just heard about the food trucks. And AMB Propane, our newest sponsor, abpropaneaz.com. And, yeah, Melissa and I talked about the food trucks a while back. It'll offset the cost of running that property. It huge overhead.
Just the electric alone.
Right. That's coming down. A lot of customers will see that happen. There's a charge that's coming off of your Unisource bill.
Good.
Yeah, good, right. When does that happen? Tell me what you got a special program coming up sponsored by Mojave County Republicans.
I do. So one of the things when I came on as chair, I wanted to give people an opportunity to run a speaker series and bring in speakers. And January 31st, we are going to have CNN political contributor Scott Jennings. Mm-hmm. And we call it an evening with Scott Jennings. He has a new book out, A Revolution of Common Sense. And with your dinner, with your ticket purchase, you get dinner. If you do the VIP, you get a VIP reception. But every purchase will help support Mojave County Republican Central Committee and our Get Out the Vote campaign. But every ticket, you get a book with dinner, and you get to hear Scott Jennings talk about how life has been as a senior political contributor on CNN as a conservative. So it should be interesting. I'm halfway through his book. It's a really, really good read. I don't want to spoil it for people. But anyway, it's January 31st at the Avi Resort and Casino in Laughlin, Nevada. The tickets are available at MojaveCountyGOP.com this afternoon, and we look forward to providing this for the community. This is an open event. As long as you have your ticket, you're welcome to attend.
Nice. And mm-hmm. And what is the cost?
VIP is $200.
Okay.
Then we have a preferred seating for $150, and we have general admission at
$125. Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And what's the date on that?
January 31st.
January 31st. Perfect.
Yeah.
And you'll be learning more about that next month as well.
Yes.
When you're here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're excited. The tickets are first come, first serve.
Right.
They close on January 15th. Please get on the website and start purchasing your tickets. But it's for a good cause, for a great cause. And it's a little bit of fun. It's a little different from the fundraisers that we've normally done.
What are you looking forward to in 2026, besides August and the primary season?
Well, the one thing I'm looking forward to is hearing from people. I love people. I love to get out in the communities and hear from people of what they think government works, how it works, what we can do to help correct that, the political process. One of the odd things I find, especially for Mojave County, they don't understand the importance of that primary.
Right. Right.
So we're actively working on some voter education of what the primary means. And I don't, you know, for us, it's Republican. This is where we choose our party leadership, who wants to go forward into to the next election for the general. So we duke it out in the primary. Like I said, some people think it's a blood sport, but that's important. When you want a certain candidate, you have to come out and vote in that primary.
Another misconception that I run into with the public is they confuse national issues with local issues.
Absolutely.
It drives me crazy. There's nothing the mayor can do about the cost of milk, you know?
And here I thought you were going to say medians.
No, I'm just – well, no, that he might be able to write a letter to ADOT. But anyway, no, I'm just saying, folks, national issues are national issues. That's what they talk about on Hannity. We mm-hmm. talk about local issues here.
Local issues. And, you know, Hobbs, Fontes, and Mays are our opponents for – you know, the general election,
mm-hmm.
and we have our LD candidates for the state part, you know, for the state. For Arizona, if we don't secure our state and keep it red, then it goes nowhere. We've had this for years. We have a Republican legislature. We got all this stuff out. Had to go to propositions because Ms. Veto kept veto.
Oh,
veto. Well, 177 vetoes
folks,
lost.
Veto her in the next election.
Absolutely.
My goodness. I've been saying that. Veto Hobbs.
Veto Hobbs.
That's a hashtag I did.
There you go.
I put out there. Hashtag veto Hobbs.
I'll add it to our Twitter or X.
I think 2028 you're going to see a big gubernatorial primary on the Democrat side between Mays and Secretary of State, Fontes.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see Mays, Fontes, run against each other in the primary.
Well, if we can do our job, then they both go away.
She's a mess. I'm Maze reminds me of Kelly Jr. She just looks for a microphone. And when can I sue Trump again?
Right. And that's their focus instead of actually worrying about the Arizonans. Right. Like during the shutdown, we had, 57,000 people out of work, and they didn't care if flying flipped.
Nope, not at all. Oh, the SNAP benefits that we didn't get? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I forgot to turn in the paperwork.
Yeah.
Oh, unreal. Anyway.
Tone deaf to the populace.
We could go for the rest of the hour, but the fishermen would come in here and
give us the hook.
Give us the hook. Nice. You're learning.
I'm learning.
Well. Jody Sagasser, our guest, the Mojave County Republican Central Committee Chair. Got some programming news to give you. And let's just say the no more Charlie Kirk Show after January 3rd or 2nd or 3rd, that Friday. We're going to go to... We're going to move the Dana Show into that slot. Dana Lash will be on from 10 till noon, and it'll be live for her, right, in the live slot instead of delayed. And then in that spot at 11 o'clock at night, Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, is going to anchor the first hour, followed by Scott Jennings, CNN political commentator.
Who will be here?
Isn't that a great... that's a great lead-up right there.
It's a great lead-up.
Right. And he's a longtime conservative strategist. He'll expand his current Salem Radio Network program to 2 hours, and he'll do the last 2 hours. So, they're going to replace the Charlie Kirk Show, but we're going to move that show to the late night, and then Dana Lash will move to the 10 to noon slot. And then Speak Out, and then Hannity.
There we go. Right? Yep.
All right. That was by request. All I Want for Christmas Is You, and I didn't want to play the Mariah Carey version. So
thank you.
There you have it. I would have got. You don't like that, right? All right. Back with more in a moment. Jody, thanks for being here.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas, and thank you everything you do for Mojave County and us letting us come on. Yes.
Oh.
You help us get the word out. We appreciate you.
No problem. All right. Jim and Conrad are up next. Stay with us on Speak Out.
So do James Conn, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli.
That's crazy. All right, little Adam Sandler, the Hanukkah song, of course, where I don't remember. Let's see if Sunday was the first night. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're the fifth night of Hanukkah. So there you go. All right, we've got Conrad Bird on and Jim Hatter in from Anglers United. And I want to welcome my guests onto the show for the second year in a row.
That's right.
You guys
are
on a streak.
Yeah, I know.
Fishermen love that.
We can't find a job.
No, but don't you love streaks when you're out there fishing?
Oh, absolutely.
You run into a good run?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing we want to ask you is where and what lure are you using to catch reindeer in the lake?
No, I'm telling you, what is that word right there?
It's red ear.
Red ear. That should be two words. Okay, that's it. I read it as re-deer.
We overheard that, and we just had a great time with it.
I don't blame you. That was a good one on my part. I gave you ammo, for sure. Do you want to talk about the habitats first, or would you like to talk about the program itself or your seminars?
How about if we go on to the seminars? Do you mind, Paul?
No, it's your segment.
We've been doing this for a long time. The seminars we started last year. Jim Hatter put that together. He's right here next to me. Mm-hmm. But the first seminar we had this year was just last night, Paul, and it was about how to catch striper. And we have collected some of the best fishing guides in Havasu. And last night's was Nick Young of Nick Young Outdoors. And we had a great turnout, which was awesome as can be. And in fact, if you are interested in last night's talk on striped bass, you can see it on Facebook Live, Nick Young Outdoors, and then just go like it and scroll down and see it. There are actually two videos there that Nick did, one with his son, Jackson, doing our raffle at the end. We actually really lucked out. We found out from Nick Young what his main lures were.
Oh, really?
So we went out and got them. And also we had a donation from John Galbraith at the Bass Tackle Shop. And at the end of this program, because we asked for a $5 donation from everybody to cover our costs, we actually had about eight people that won these things, which more than covered their $5 cost. But at any rate, that worked out very well. We have two more coming up, and that's in January. Oh, well, thank you. My memory's good. It's just short.
I was trying to do that without saying anything, so it sounded like you were prepared, but you just outed yourself, man. Didn't he? Go ahead.
Well, at any rate, the next one is in January the 13th, and that'll be all about large and smallmouth bass. That'll be put on by Glenn Levison. And then the next one is in February, and that'll be on your red ear.
Red ear, I got
red
it.
Ear.
I got it. Chief Red Ear, that's me. More like red face.
Yeah. And Jim, why don't you just talk a little bit more about those, if you would.
The seminars?
Yes.
They're being held at the library here in Havasu, and they start at 6:30 p.m. sharp. The doors will open about 6, and this year we're asking for a $5 door fee, I guess you say, and you get a ticket for it, of which you end up in a drawing and can win the lures that the guys are telling they use.
Yeah, that's actually working out very well. We were very happy with the turnout last night. And with a lot of visitors coming in from out of town, I'm guessing January and February's will be even bigger. And especially last year's, the last seminar we did, we almost had to turn people away. It was that crowded.
Wow. Yeah, I talked about it on Speak Out yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
You gave me some copy, and it's a fresh read, and I just kind of, I didn't even stumble through it.
No, you did a good job.
I ad-libbed it, but, you know, do what you got to do, right?
And yeah, we didn't have red air in there.
Yeah, that was good. It did not trip me up. You got that. Or put a slash in there. That would have done it for me. But anyway, boy, I'm not going to live this one down, am I?
No.
So Anglers United itself, the Havasu chapter anyway, how are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. You know, it started in 1992, so we've been around for a long time.
No doubt.
And as a matter of fact, we weren't really coupled with anyone like we are now. We actually purchased a boat. We took habitat. We took some of the stuff that the landscapers give, and we strapped it up, and we also made enclosures that we put in the lake. You know, for years, Lake Havasu was a pretty dry lake in as much as fishing goes, because there was no place for the fish to hide. So now, with the habitat that we put in early on, it gave the little fish a place to hide from the big fish. And this year, like we did last year, we're doing a Christmas tree program. Mm-hmm. You like that segue? The Christmas tree program. And this year we're paired with the Bureau of Land Management and also Republic Services. We will, like we did last year, Republic Services will put one of their big dumpsters across the street from the Aquatic Center. And that'll happen just before Christmas. And they'll actually be out there till January 11. And we're asking people that when they're done with their Christmas trees, if they can bring their unflocked, you know, trees over to that area, we'll then have them pick it up. We'll Republic will move all those trees and take them down to Partners Point, which is owned by the Bureau of Land Management. From there, we'll bundle up the trees. And we'll take them out on what's called a brush boat, right, that Jim and I both can captain. And we take them to wherever the fisheries biologist, that would be Rachel Wierick, she says, I need them here, here, and there. And that works out pretty good.
Got a phone call.
You
okay. Generate a phone call, too?
It's amazing how popular we
it's
are.
Because you make fun of me. That's why. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes. I love fishing for striper corn. As always, you know, a good trick for them, especially when you find a boil. But anyway, I was always curious about the legend of the white sturgeon in our lake. I guess the diver was down by the dam, and sturgeon lake, deep water, and I guess he said he was brushed by one. I know they were released into the lake a long time ago, but mm-hmm. they do live a long time, and I was wondering what you felt. What your opinion was on the legend of the white sturgeon.
The legend of the lake sturgeon?
White sturgeon.
White sturgeon. There it is.
Do you know that one?
They were released in the lake a long time ago.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, but the line was a little bit. The line was a little bit fuzzy. Okay.
I was wondering if they heard any stories or there was any legends out there that I didn't know of. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you.
I've heard a few stories about them, and right now, I don't know anyone that has caught one in the last 10, 15 years.
So you knew one before that?
But they were planted, just like the gentleman said, they were planted in this lake. And they put them in a lot of lakes. I've caught them in the Sacramento River before, and they get pretty large. But I don't think there's probably not any left in this lake. Who knows, you know?
Well, it was like before they planted striped bass in the lakes, in the Lake Mead system anyway, mm-hmm. and then down to Lake Mojave and Lake Havasu, right? It was abundant with trout. Am mm-hmm. I wrong?
The trout is mainly up river where the water
cold,
is colder.
Right.
The stripers eat the trout.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, right. They love trout. They love trout.
And that's why the trout are so rare to catch sometimes, except for maybe around Willow Beach in that area, as mm-hmm. far as my experience goes.
As a matter of fact, Western Outdoor News puts on a striped bass contest every year.
Okay.
It's in the beginning of May. And 2 years in a row, the fellow that won with unbelievably big fish for their striper actually caught them upriver.
Oh.
And he said, I think they're feeding on trout. And sure enough, he did very well. Obviously, when I said, where exactly were you fishing? He said, in the water.
But he didn't use trout as bait.
No,
he
didn't use
lures as bait that imitated it.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he didn't use a live.
Yeah, I don't want somebody to think that he was out there fishing.
No, they
trout.
Like them a certain size. When they're released from the hatchery, I know they love that size.
Yeah, about 8 inches.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Mm-hmm. So, anything else coming? Are you looking for new members?
We're always looking for new members. I've been with Anglers now. I've lived in Havasu for 10 years. I've been with Anglers for 9. And Jim's been with them for a long time as well. And most of the work we do, Paul, is down at Partners Point, bundling up, you know, trees and habitat, and putting that habitat in the lake. And we're always looking for new people. And as a matter of fact, somebody last night said, well, what's the difference to us just coming to a seminar and belonging to Anglers United? Well, when you're a member of Anglers United, you get a quarterly news printout, well, emailed to you,
sure.
that lets you know not only about what Anglers is doing, but what some other the activities that are going on in the lake, different fishing tournaments and so on and so forth. So it's a great way to do that. And as a matter of fact, we do have a website. It's called anglersunited.org. And you can learn all about what we do and so on and so forth. And as a matter of fact, one of the other fellows came up and said, oh, I owe you for my dues. Well, Anglers United costs $25, period. That's all.
Wait, really? Lifetime?
Lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
Lifetime. So there are no dues, no nothing. We do ask that, you know, if you have time, come on down. But we do a picnic every year and so on and so forth. But it's really been a great opportunity, for example, for me. And my wife is also very involved with Anglers.
The picnics would have to be in the wintertime because in the summer everybody's out on the lake, right?
or gone.
What is the best time to fish here?
Well, it depends on what you're fishing for.
Okay, what are you fishing for normally?
Well, I fish for small and largemouth bass.
Do you fish for the catch or do you fish for the meat?
Well, it depends.
I mean, do you keep them?
If it's a boy fish, pardon me?
Wait, I don't.
How do you know?
Yeah, he doesn't.
You can tell if it's a boy fish? I didn't know this, and I've been fishing for a long time.
Actually, I won't go. It's kind of hard to picture on radio.
Yeah. Thank you. But anyway.
Yeah, you look for ones in a bikini. No,
I knew you wouldn't give me a complete answer, but what is the best time, when you're out on the boat anyway? And how far from the shore?
Well, far from the shore, bass live in very can live in very shallow water
absolutely.
As well.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my wife and I, when we came here a little over 10 years ago, we stayed up at one of the RV places and took our boat with us. And after going all over heck and creation looking at homes and do we want to live here, we went out on the boat and went fishing. And I've got this great picture of my wife in the back of the boat, and she's holding this humongous smallmouth bass. And she looked straight at me and she said, "Dear, we're moving here."
Nice. Now, is there anything we're forgetting before we go off the air and take our 2-week break?
Not that I know of.
We're taking a 2-week break.
Yeah.
We're coming back in January.
Heck of a deal.
I think we're always looking for support, and we'd love to have support from some of the local businesses in town to help us out. You know, we do these seminars to try to raise a little money, and we do some other things to try to raise a little money, but we are always looking for support. And I don't think people in this community appreciate what we're doing, because that habitat brings fishermen and makes the fishing better. And then the fishermen come to fish them, and they stay at hotels. They go to restaurants. They go to grocery stores. They buy fuel.
They buy ice.
The Fish and Game did a study in 2016 that said that economic benefit to this community is about $400 million a year.
Wow.
So you think about that.
Nice.
We're getting almost no support from the local businesses.
And would you take in-kind support, like for, you know,
absolutely.
Cups mm-hmm. or you know, ice or whatever?
A typical one would be sand. We need sand to fill the sandbags with and so on.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times just a letter will do that. I don't know if you knew that or not, to the grocery stores or whatever. They just need a donation letter so they can put it in a file.
Oh.
Oh.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, contact the store manager and they'll fill you in on that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A lot of times that works, though.
Yeah.
You don't get anything if you don't ask, right?
No. Yeah, they can't read your mind.
Yeah, right. Guys, thanks for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, Paul, thank you very much again for having us. We look forward to seeing you again.
All right. Well, and folks, we'll see you or talk to you in the new year, and we'll start back up on January 5th. That's a Monday, right here on Speak Out. All right, we'll see you then. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve, you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin, heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3, the voice of the free.